Sydneysiders in Australia's largest city spilled out into the streets to vent their anger and frustration at Israel's ongoing onslaught and atrocities in the besieged Gaza Strip. The Aussies were holding banners and placards condemning Tel Aviv and its massacre of Palestinians. The protesters also denounced Canberra's silence on Israel's unrelenting aggression in the impoverished Palestinian territory, and demanded the Australian government end its support for Israel.
We are united in our thirst for justice, and we are united in our commitment to ending the occupation and the oppression of the Palestinian people.
As Israel continues its bombardment and airstrikes in Gaza, the UN has called for an investigation into war crimes committed there. This comes at a time when Israel attacked a UN-run school in the coastal enclave where Palestinian women and kids had sought refuge.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it looks like when tens and hundreds and thousands of people get slaughtered in the street by a single missile from Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, have a look. Don't look away.
As Sydney shoppers looked on, the Court State demonstrators rallied around the New South Wales State Office of Foreign Affairs, where they staged a sitting to slam the Australian Foreign Minister's comments regarding the occupied Palestinian territories. Julie Bishop defied the international condemnation of the occupation of the Palestinian territories and called them disputed territories, thus changing the decade-long government stance on the Israeli occupation.
We are all together standing against of the unjust Zionist government, and those who are supporting to this Zionist government, including our Australian government, even they cannot tolerate to use the word occupied land.
The protesters also called on the government to cut its ties with Israel and stand in solidarity with Palestinian people.
Al-Quds Day rally is aimed at uniting people around the globe in solidarity with Palestinians. And in Australia, this number grows annually, while Israel atrocities and aggression continues in Palestine. Amit Fajrullahi, Press TV, Sydney.